This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. A new WBUR poll shows strong unfavorability ratings for casino mogul Steve Wynn, who's been accused of decades of sexual misconduct and resigned as CEO of Wynn Resorts last week. 64% of poll respondents say Wynn's name should not be on the casino his former company is building along the Mystic River in Everett, and only half say the casino should go forward at all. WBUR Jack Lepiar spoke with Mass Inc. pollster Steve Gazella for more on what it means.
Steve, let me ask this. You know, let's look at the favorables and unfavorables. A lot of people see Steve Wynn unfavorably in this poll, and it shows in the other questions.
Yes, we found Steve Wynn does not have very high favorable numbers. We found him with only 9% viewing him favorably, 46% unfavorably. There's a fair number of people who say they either haven't heard of him or they're undecided about him. You know, the favorables question is read in a bit of a vacuum, just because part of the reason for doing it is figuring out what people know about the person before you introduce them in a certain way. You know, if you introduce them as the head of a company or someone who's been in the news for some recent thing, then that can color how people feel about him, and also gives them a cue as to who the person is. So the fact that a number of people said they hadn't heard about him, but then when you explained a bit about, okay, this is who he is, then they offered an opinion of him, that's why that can happen.
On the subject of that favorability rating, 9% favorable rating for Steve Wynn, that's, I don't know that I've ever seen a number that low, except maybe for Congress.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it every now and then, but it's, you know, Chris Christie after Bridgegate. It's Rod Blagojevich in Illinois when he was under indictment. You know, it's Anthony Weiner in the closing days of the 2016 campaign. You know, 9% single-digit favorables are pretty unusual for someone who's reasonably widely known. You know, there are some people who don't know who Steve Wynn is, so perhaps they would break the double digits if a few more people heard of him. But this is pretty much this is a deeply unpopular person.
Let's turn to the casino itself. Half of respondents say the casino should go forward. 43% say it ought to be stopped or go forward under conditions like another company taking over.
Yeah, we haven't found very strong support for this concept, even going back a couple of years in terms of polling in and around the Boston area. You know, this isn't something which used to be very popular and now there are doubts about. You know, there's been divisions on this question pretty much going back to even 2013 when it was still, you know, a proposed casino at Suffolk Downs. You know, Boston voters have had some skepticism about this concept pretty much since the beginning. But what we looked at in this particular poll was whether or not people support the idea, you know, whether of casinos in Massachusetts, whether they support this casino at this specific place, what they've heard about Steve Wynn, and, you know, what they think should be done in response to the news of the last few weeks. And we found here, too, there's a lot of differing views about it, but not real strong support for the idea of just, you know, going forward the way things are.
On the subject of whether there should be casinos in Massachusetts at all, 48% in favor, 44% opposed. Should that be any cause for concern for gaming companies if this question goes back on the ballot?
This is Democratic primary voters, so I think I'd want to see a general population poll before I got too concerned. But in terms of what's going on in the Boston area, this is just the latest in a series of polls that has shown that in this region, voters have never really been that wild about the idea. You know, in Everett itself, the vote obviously was very strongly in favor of the idea of that specific casino. But when you look at the region and their views of casinos and their views of the original casino law, it's just never been something which has been wildly popular.
That's Mass Inc. Polling Group President Steve Gazella, who oversaw the new WBUR poll, speaking with WBUR's Jack Lepiars.